Good evening and welcome to 101.9, your favorite station, Chai FM. Today is Wednesday, the time is now 6-ish. What is 6 and 8 minutes, and you're listening to the Porn Stars Unplugged, like every Wednesday. My name is Roy Peretz, and I want to introduce my team. So, first, we're going to introduce the fifth porn star, and this is... Hey, that's my telephone.
That wasn't great.
So, first of all, I want to introduce the fifth porn star, and her name is Sasha Starr.
She just had to pop out.
All right.
So, hello. And how are you?
Can you talk like a liberal?
A liberal. How does a liberal talk?
Yeah, you go. Can you?
Yeah.
All right. Well, you can play a liberal. Yeah. So then, so Sasha. Anyway. And, yeah. So fifth porn star Sasha Starr. Eitan just left to Israel, and he will join us again, I think, next year.
Yes, it was on Thursday.
Well, when was it? Last week?
A week ago.
It's
a good week.
It's gonna 2 weeks to go. Anyways,
I don't know how long, but it's already a week.
Well, she's gonna join us like next year. I doubt this year. So we've got
after Hanukkah.
We've got another talent that came back from hospital.
Yeah.
He's our Swiss watch and diamond expert. I want you to welcome Lil Rimon.
Hey, Roy.
Thank you.
Yes.
I didn't recognize him.
You didn't recognize him, man.
Eh? Got a thick beard.
It's great to be back. Don't talk about my religious behavior. It's great to be back. I missed you guys. I missed being
miss
in the radio.
More. We miss you more.
And today, Eitan is in Israel. Eitan is in Eretz. Moshe is in bed.
Now, Moshe had a knee replacement.
Yeah.
So they replaced his knee. There's left one with the right and the right one with the left.
He's going to be a great dancer.
I think that slowly they're going to replace every part of his body. That's the beginning. Yeah.
You know, that's the future, Roy.
You know what the problem is? I mean, if I was the doctor, I would replace his head first. Then
brain. But to replace a brain, you first got to find it.
Here you go. You see, yeah, we've got some liberals that can think, yeah. So, yes, you're right.
You call me a liberal who can think.
Oh, you see?
I sit on it. Yeah.
So, Moshe will replace his brain. We're going to replace his... So, slowly, how does it work?
First of all, we wish him a speedy recovery and all the best.
Yeah.
That's for the serious part.
Yeah.
And we hope he will get well soon and come back with two knees. And his next surgery, we'll talk next time.
You know, there's a song called Knees Up Mother Brown. Maybe he can do it.
but they're not talking about that. Knees up Mother Brown. We're talking about stuff that I talk about, and you always complain that I talk about.
Yes, because it's not allowed on radio.
It's not allowed on radio, the Knees Up Mother Brown, yeah.
So let's stop talking about the knees of Mother Brown.
So, I want to put the fun music, so it's going to be a nice background too.
But who else was here?
Oh, who else? Oh.
Am I that?
No, hold on a
wait,
second.
Wait, you,
second.
Before wait, you.
Yeah, before
what
you.
Are you talking about?
He's a decorated journalist, our blogger, and South Africa's best movie critic. Please welcome Peter Feldman.
Thank you, Roy.
From 96 Cent on Drive. The legend says... The legend says she gives the best service in the whole industry. She hails from 96 Cent on Drive, the home of Top Cash.
That's me.
I want you to say welcome to Nicole.
Thanks, everybody. And we are selling the most magnificent jewelry and glassware and pictures and a whole lot of
paintings,
pictures, movie memorabilia, sports memorabilia.
Is your Black Friday continuing?
For Hanukkah.
Hanukkah.
Every day is Black Friday.
Yeah, exactly.
At us. Our prices are so good.
Let me tell you something. The stuff that they're selling, it's really, really cheap. I'm not joking, cheap. Like, what we've done is we took the stuff that we couldn't sell for quite a while. And, you know, many people come to us to buy stuff like, for home decor. And we've got really antiques. It's beautiful stuff.
Yeah, not home decor is small. What about boutique hotels? Small boutique hotels. Restaurants, bars.
Yeah.
We got places.
Memorabilia.
We got stuff for offices.
Oh,
so
fantastic.
People buy, instead of going to Santon and buy stupid amounts of money, come to us and really, I mean...
Roy, I must say, having been away and coming back I went to your office the other day for the first time, as you know.
Yeah.
And I must say, the improvements are fantastic.
Yeah, we built another two offices there.
Yeah, you've created, out of nothing, two offices.
Yeah, two large offices, and it's really nice. It's looking nice, and it's flowing better because... you know, with two offices, we couldn't cope. Yeah, we got four offices, so everybody's...
Although the museum itself has been reduced, the shop itself.
You're not really, not a lot, eh?
You can't notice it.
Yeah, you won't notice it.
Yeah,
actually looking better.
Unfortunately, it's only the display that we reduced. Yeah, we still have a lot of stocks, over 40,000 items. And
they're going for nothing,
guys. There's something for everybody.
Yeah. Tell me, Roy, some of those... stuff you had on TV when you did your show.
Yeah.
Are they still available? Do you still have them in the shop?
What we had decided quite a few years ago when we start taking the stuff on the show, which was very, very, you know, every item's got the story.
Yes.
And I've got a video clip with it. So we decided to, every item, we're going to sell it, and all the monies will be donated to a foundation.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gee, that's nice.
So we still have stuff
yeah. available, not a lot. But we still have stuff available from the show.
And don't forget, we're having a new show launching just now. We're going to discuss about it tomorrow. It's a wonderful show. It's going to feature all of us again. It's an American producer that will do very well. I think it's going to feature on SABC 3. And it's going to be a great show. And
we're going to talk about it tomorrow.
We're not sure where direction is going, obviously. You know, whoever pays the money is the guy to decide where it's going.
Where do I deposit my money?
Wherever you want to deposit. You can deposit to... there's a nice guy, foundation, the Paris Family Foundation. You deposit the money there.
I donate to the Feldman Foundation.
I don't know that one.
Paris one is better.
Yeah, it's very nice.
Very,
very nice.
Baya,
and
nice.
They need it.
Baya goed.
It's baya prachtig.
Prachtig. Yes.
Yeah. So... if you want to join us in the show, you must if you want to write to us, 061-895-1019. So it's 1019, 061-895-1019 or 34519. It will cost you $1.50. I will try to read all messages. Don't forget to listen to Peter. He'll have a quiz for you.
Yeah, we're giving away.
And we're going to give two pairs of tickets.
Can I join? Can I also?
You can join the queue. Obviously, the first one comes first wins, and Peter will call you or Irene will call you tomorrow and
give you the Mobi. I've already got the Mobi code.
Mobi code's good.
Can you give
me? Yeah. So let me tell you
something. At a price.
Yeah.
What's your price?
We can't discuss it on air.
Why?
We got to negotiate, and we're not here to negotiate
prices.
Prices. He wants to know how much the Mobi codes are worth.
Mobi code is worth is exactly like a ticket's worth.
It is a ticket.
But we can give it to you in a discount.
I can arrange.
You see?
And so,
I was going to say, we put the rest of it into your foundation.
Yeah, foundation. Anyway, so I was thinking, and suddenly the penny dropped. And I said to myself, in 4 years' time, believe it or not, Liel, in 4 years' time, I'm going to be 60 years old.
Don't say that. I really tell you honestly.
Yeah.
Honestly. And I know I'm your friend and it's not fair, but I can't believe it.
In 4 years' time, I'm 60 years old.
Can't believe it.
Why are you rushing it, Roy?
Yeah, he's rushing it.
What am I rushing? I'm rushing nothing. So
when I knew him, he was 38. What? Where you got to 60 now?
Next week, I'm going to be 48.
Oh, my word.
Yeah, next month I'm going to be 29.
Ladies, don't say the age.
No,
I don't. I don't look it. I look 38.
Well, whatever you say. Whatever you say. Who am I to?
We don't argue with.
She said earlier she's a warrior.
She worries about a lot of things.
But she says the other warrior.
Later we're going to tell you what warrior she is. And
is this a kind of warrior that the Amazons have?
Yes, even better.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You'll be surprised. You see, 5 minutes ago you didn't know that Nicole next week going to be 48, and you didn't know she's a warrior. So we got a lot to tell you.
I'm a warrior too.
Watch this space. Yeah, so, you are.
So what I want to say is, in 4 years' time, I was going to be 40. And you know what?
40?
In 4 years' time. What did I say? 40 years' time?
Yes.
I wish. But anyway.
You know what you say.
Yeah.
Imagine it. Maybe it will happen.
Yeah. So in 4 years' time, I'm going to be 60. And the idea is like this. First of all, you can't stop time. And you can't say, I want to be young. I mean, there's a few things. Or you're going to be 60 in 4 years' time, or you're going to die. The option I don't like, really. So basically, and hopefully, I'm going to be in 4 years' time, 60. So you know, how does it work when I'm still running around my tail, trying to do new business every day, thinking about this and that? And you know what I'm saying? It's not like I'm a normal person. I mean, what I realize is, and you have to take my advice. Really, you have to take my advice. And this one is going to go for like the middle-aged group. So advice for people, this is an advice for people, 55 and over.
Ah, so only 55 is middle-aged. I think you got it wrong.
Is it, what is it, yeah. Old people?
Middle-aged is, I don't know, what you
I was waiting for a gem to come out of your mouth.
No, I don't have any gems in my mouth.
Don't you think 55
germs.
Is middle-aged?
I think that people live about 80 years, so 40s, I'm middle-aged.
No, you're not. No, you're not. You're not. You're still young.
Middle age is the middle of your age.
Meaning, okay, all right. So listen till the end. Okay, 55 and over, don't worry about middle age.
Okay.
So since none of us, and I'm talking about 55 and older, and Peter here has been 25, so it's all right for him, but...
29.
Yeah. So since none of us will have too many years to live, and we cannot take anything with us, you know where we're going. So we don't have to be too stingy. I'm just giving you some advice. First of all, we can't be too stingy. I want you to spend the money that needs to be wasted. You know, enjoy what you need to enjoy. Contribute what you can contribute. Do not worry about what happened after we're not here. Because when we return to ashes, I don't think we'll feel anything about prices or criticism. The time to enjoy the world of life and wealth you have earned through hard work will be over. Do not worry too much about your children, because they will have their own destiny and they will find their own special way, you know. Take care of them, love them, give them gifts, but also enjoy your money or what left of it as long as you can. Life should be more than work. So do not replace your health with your wealth. With work that will lead to your premature death because of money. Money may not be able to buy your health again, i.e. Moshe. So know when to stop making money. You have to know when enough is enough. So as long as you have enough food and a little bit of money, it's enough, isn't it?
If you have enough boats, yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Enough planes.
You have to live happily ever after, like Cinderella.
Did she live happily after?
Didn't she?
I don't know.
What, did she get divorced at the end?
Yeah, she got divorced all right. At the end.
So, So every family has its own problems, you know. Don't compare your situation to others. Social status, social status and who has more successful children and stuff like this. But challenge people. To joy, health, pleasure, quality of life, and longevity. Yes, I said it right.
Yeah, longevity.
I know how to write it. I know how to. Yeah, it is. Eh?
It is a very good word.
There you go. Do not worry about things you can't change, because it does not help, but it can hurt your health.
Mm-hmm.
You need to create your own prosperity and find your happy place, as long as you are in good mood and in good health. Do things that make you happy. And, you know, I say that, do things make you happy, and I'm still married. I can't believe it myself. Sometimes, you know, I read stuff that I write. I don't know when I write it. You know, I want to hit myself sometimes. Anyway, on a daily basis, every day, you must, you know, a day that passes without a joke is like you lose a day. So I want you to joke, and... You know, wives are wives. What can you do, my friend? What can you do? You know, some of us are happy, some of us are married. Am I right?
You're right, Roy.
All right, you go.
Are you going to ask people to send them jokes? Remember, we did ask them.
Yes.
If they could send a few jokes in so we can have a good laugh here.
Definitely. Please, guys, send jokes. We're going to have some laughs, and I'm going to read all your jokes, unless it's like X-rated.
Below the belt.
Yeah, unless it's X-rated, I'm going to do them all. What I've got, I've got a song for the old people. And
we're hitting every territory.
But before you do that, you know, Roy, that when we were kids,
yeah,
we looked at people that were 60 years old, and we thought, this one, he's kicking the bucket every second.
Yeah,
and now And do now, you feel like you're going to kick the bucket any second when you getting close to 60?
No, I don't think so.
Not even close.
No. I think I'm...
60 is the new 45.
60 is the new?
45.
Really?
I thought it was the new 50.
No, I'm taking it one better.
Okay. 45. You're creating a new, yeah, whole new slogan.
I mean...
I'm trying to
be nice to Roy.
No, I'm trying to waste the time until you get the song.
No. I got the song.
They're waiting for the group to come in.
I promise you, I got the song. I got the song now.
Quiet on the set. Can we please have quiet on the set?
The movie review with Peter Feldman. And we're back. Thank you for staying with us. Peter.
Yeah, there are a couple of good movies opening this week. We've got Bohemian Rhapsody. I think everybody, including Leah, yes, have been looking forward to this, and Sasha. It's the life story of Queen, how they got together, how they became world famous. It also focuses on Freddie Mercury. And an amazing actor named Rami Malek plays the Freddie Mercury role, because he said in an interview I saw on TV that he's got the right jawline. And they developed special teeth for him to wear, because Freddie had an overbite. And after the movie was made, he took these teeth and he put it in gold. He made a golden teeth. So he's got that at home. And it's a very good movie. I'm going to see it again tomorrow night at a special preview at Empress Palace, where they're going to show it to us in the 4DX cinema, where it's going to move. We're going to actually be like at a concert, at a Queen concert. As you know, Roy, I was very fortunate many years ago to tour with Queen. And I got to know
tour,
Freddie.
We
got to know Freddie Mercury, you know, as a journalist. And the rest of the group, we spent time together as a group in Manchester and in Birmingham and in London. And I must say, it's going to be interesting to see the film again. And so I knew all the characters, Roger Taylor, John Deacon, and Brian May. So this, I think, is the big movie of the week. The other big movie is Creed 2. Now, we had 3 years ago, we had Creed, which was almost an offshoot of the Rocky franchise. Sylvester Stallone, as we know, was Rocky. Now Sylvester becomes involved with Apollo Creed's son, Adonis, who wants to become a boxer. And this follows through.
That was the first one, isn't it?
Yes, this is the sequel. And in fact, they flew all the stars over to South Africa this week. There was a junket. And they rarely do South Africa, these big Hollywood stars. But this time they had the red carpet at Stair Kiniko. They had Michael B. Jordan, who is the star of the film. And a couple of the others were here. And I must say, the film is interesting. It's a very good, very authentic fight sequences. And the acting is not bad at all. Tessa Thompson, I think her name is, plays the girlfriend. She's a singer. She's a neo-soul singer. And he proposes to her at the beginning of the film. And then he wins, he retains his world title fight. And then he's challenged, interestingly enough. And it's interesting how the script writers have gone out. And they've decided to pit Adonis against Ivan Drago's son. Ivan Drago, played by Dolph Lundgren, was in Rocky IV.
He killed his father.
That's right. So there is an element there of revenge. And that's what drives the movie. And what happens is they stage this fight. And the guy who plays the son, Victor, he is a real boxer, Roy. You must see him. He's huge. He's 6'4", 6'6".
And Dolph Lundgren is coming back to play Drago.
Dolph played the manager.
He's about 60.
He looks good, I must say. He had a bit of a beard, but he still looks good. He comes with his son. So Dolph's in it, and Sylvester's in it.
Is it a real son?
No. The boxer is played by a guy called Florian, unpronounceable surname, who is actually Romanian, who lives in Germany. He fights out of Germany. He's a real fighter.
Okay.
And
six foot four.
He's huge. And he towers over the Jordan character, Creed. And I must say, the fight's amazing.
But Jordan is also very, very
athletic.
Impressive.
Yes, he developed his physique.
You remember him from the Black Panther.
That's right.
And he's very, very popular.
He's popular, he's versatile, and he creates this character, believable.
I love him, and I love him. I really love him. And I love Tessa Thompson. Yes. I think She's the next big thing. She's really, really awesome and beautiful. And she's a good actor. And I think she will do very well.
So you're going to see the movie or seen the movie?
I will see the movie. Yes, definitely.
They've had quite a few previews, public previews. And as I said, with the stars coming out here, they've hyped it a lot. And it works. It works. It's entertaining.
Well, let me see what your question will be. Maybe I can win a ticket.
Before that, guys,
I'm going to ask the question.
Pay attention to the question, and you can call us on 061-895-1019 or SMS to 34519.
Okay. Okay.
Here you go.
The question is not who plays Creed, but who plays his manager and trainer. He's a very famous actor who's back in the series.
And it's not Rambo.
It's
Rambo's actor.
Let's not go there, Roy. I think our listeners are bright enough to pick up on that. So
I'm
we're going to give away
to us to be bright.
We're going to give away double tickets to lucky listeners who send in the response. And I must say that T's and C's apply. You can only see this movie on 2D or 3D in a regular or VIP cinema. You can't see the movie, or you can't see any of the movies in 4DX or Extreme. And you cannot see a film on the week of release. Those are the T's and C's. You cannot book online. And you must remember that your Mobi code is yours, and you must tell them it's complimentary, because people can buy Mobi codes via the online internet. So you're not paying for yours. You're getting it free. All you have to pay is the Coke or whatever, popcorn, whatever you want. But this is at New Metro, and there are a lot of New Metro outlets. So you go and you redeem your tickets at the box office, telling them Chai FM, Unplugged, Porn Stars Unplugged, winner. These are my Mobi codes. We haven't had too many problems before, so everything should work smoothly. So that it is. I'll just repeat the question. Who manages Creed, the main character, played by Michael B. Jordan? And you can start sending in.
Great.
Well, just to mention the other couple of movies, there's an animated movie called Ralph Breaks the Internet. Ralph is a character. Some years ago, he was featured. He's a Disney-type character. And the film did very well, so they've done another one.
There's and Gal Gadot is in there.
Hmm?
Gal Gadot.
Yes, yes, yes.
But on top of this, the critics say it's one of the best movies Disney ever made.
And really?
That's really surprising.
Which one is that?
Ralph Breaks the Internet. They say it's really, really clever, and all the critics that I heard until now giving it a very, very high
rating
for an animation movie.
Yeah, it's good. Then there's a film called Status Update. It's about a teenager on Facebook who finds a magical app. And then he uses
magical
phone.
What?
App. And then he uses it to change his life. That's all I'm prepared to say.
I think they paid like $20 to the screenwriter for the idea.
Can you imagine? I want to change my life. I use this magical app, and the woman I love, I'm going to get. I mean, that sort of thing. And then there's another one called Puzzle. It's about a 40-year-old woman who is living at home all her life and decides that it's enough, and she wants to find her own feet. And she goes out into the world. What happens? I don't know. I didn't see the movie. But I think Creed and Bohemian Rhapsody are going to be the two big winners this weekend.
You heard that. So don't forget our question. And 061-895-1019, 34519 for $1.50. And you can do it quickly. So
I must also mention, Roy, that the big movie that's doing so well at the box office is Fantastic Beasts.
Beasts.
Yeah. You know the one that J.K. Rowling that she had out. And funny enough, a movie that got slated was the Leon Schuster movie, Frank and Fearless. And believe it or not, it's coining it. It's bringing in the
good
shekels.
That's good.
And,
the shekels are round, but they're round.
You must go and see it, Roy. You may enjoy it.
My friend went to a special screening with Leon Schuster and the other guys, and they enjoyed it a lot. I passed,
Yeah,
guys, don't forget 061-895-1019. And I got something really special for you. I hope you're going to like it.
The Star Report with Sasha Star.
And thank you for staying with us. The time is now 18:06:42. And this is time to hear the Star Report. And then for that, we've got Sasha Star with us. So, Sasha,
I'm going to start with some sad news. and that is that Oprah's mother passed away last week on Thanksgiving, which, as we all know, is a huge American holiday, family time. She was 83 years old. Her name was Venita Lee. She had Oprah.
How old is Oprah?
Well, she had Oprah when she was 14 years old.
Ooh.
So Oprah is like 70, 69.
Yeah. So
83 and Oprah, she's like
69.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
You're being mean.
What?
So Oprah.
No, I didn't know Oprah had a mom, but okay.
You didn't know Oprah had a mother?
No.
She just appeared.
Yeah.
Well, it is Oprah. I can buy that.
Exactly.
But Oprah has now thanked everyone for their well wishes on Instagram. She wrote, "Thank you all for your kind words and condolences regarding my mother, Venita Lee's passing. It gives our family great comfort knowing that she lived a good life and is now at peace."
What do you mean good life? I'm sure it's a great life. Like.
Yeah, but I'm sure Oprah is happy now. Maybe she get a house and a couple of bucks.
Moving along.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I told you last week how Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin sort of confirmed their marriage.
Yes.
And
so just a second. That puny guy Bieber already got married.
Yes.
Excuse me.
What do you mean?
How old is Justin Bieber? Let's make something.
24.
Mr. Peretz. How old were you when you were getting married?
I got married when I was 22 and a half. Now hold on a second. Before you laugh. You know, before, like up to about 2-3 years ago, I used to tell people, never get married, it's not good. I mean, look at my wife. If you want my wife, you can tell. Today, everyone that wants to get married, I said, you have to.
Yes.
Please, yes.
You must.
Why should I suffer alone? Yeah. Yeah.
So as I was saying, Hailey Baldwin, they're married.
They're happily married.
Well, it's early days. I'm going to say
they're
happy.
They must come to me, I'll show them, yeah.
Justin put out a Thanksgiving message, and he said it's his first as a married man. And apparently now...
Married child.
So mean to
them. I don't know if he's a
so
man.
So much shade.
But his wife, how old is his wife?
22. It's a good age,
and
guys.
He's 24.
Yes.
It's an excellent age.
Guys, I'm going to finish the story.
Excellent age. Please.
Okay, I'm going to cut both of your mics.
All right.
Sorry.
Do that.
Sorry, Mum.
Okay. Mummy.
So they used to split their time between New York and Los Angeles.
Shame.
But they've now moved to Canada, Ontario, where Justin grew up. I don't know why, but okay. It's really cold there. Anyway, moving along.
It's really cold, you say?
Cold.
It's very cold. Oh, I thought it's cool.
Only cold.
Moving along to another couple.
There's plenty Canadian.
Yeah, plenty Canadian in Canada.
Well, listen, people have got their wishes now because they always said they need to send Justin Bieber back to where he came from.
Yeah.
He's gone back now.
Yeah.
Another couple who are moving are Prince Harry and Meghan Markle.
Oh!
Yes.
Oh.
So they've been living at Kensington Palace.
It is grandma's place, basically.
Yeah.
It is grandma's basement.
It's basement.
Yeah.
Listen, the castle is the castle. So they've been living at Kensington Palace in central London, and now they're moving to the suburbs, which is Frogmore Cottage on the grounds of Windsor Estate, and they'll be moving early next year because they really are adulting, you know, they're married, having a baby.
And having baby.
Moving. Yes, and I heard this a few months later.
I heard he and his brother are fighting now because of their wives, probably.
You know, it's always when a woman gets involved.
Yes.
I mean, they were really friends.
Until now woman, it was great with one woman.
When a woman
two
gets
women?
Involved, it's
no,
always
it's not,
a problem.
It's funny you say that, Leo.
Yeah, it's
funny.
Because our next story is about Kit Harington, who most people know as Jon Snow in Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
He got married very recently, about five months ago, to his co-star Rose Leslie.
Yeah.
It was a beautiful wedding. I, as a Game of Thrones fan, was very happy because we loved seeing them together on screen.
For one season until she died.
Doesn't, spoiler alert.
Yes. Now, who killed her?
Spoiler alert. That was like season 3.
Yeah, but
who killed her? I don't know. Someone
her.
With arrows.
Oh.
That's what I remember.
I thought the husband. Yeah.
She's the one that got away. Yeah.
Now, just mere months after their wedding, Kit is having to fight off allegations that he's been cheating on her.
Never. I know Kit personally. He never cheated on her.
How can you say allegation when there's a picture of him naked in someone else's bed?
It's not. Yeah,
what allegation? Are you shaggy?
Are you
no, it wasn't me. It wasn't him. I'm telling you.
Are you serious about the picture?
Yeah. I'm going to tell you something for all men. Never. No, I'm not going to say the picture.
Excuse me. When you were young, when you were young, there was no cell phones with cameras.
No, there was no cameras.
So you're
we're still taking pictures in black and white.
Daniel's right, because Russian model and actress.
Yeah.
Olga Vlaslova.
Hmm. Vlaslova.
Yeah. You know.
Mm, she sounds nice.
Claims that the pair of them were having an affair during Kit's engagement, as well as after the wedding, and now she's released apparent images of them sort of sleep in bed together. So
yeah, but that was before the marriage, man. It wasn't after. The picture's not dated. Yeah.
Kit has said that you know, he's never even been to Luxembourg where they apparently met, and that he's never had.
She must check his passport. She must check his passport.
So I really hope that they are still happy together. Kit Harington and
me too, really. I wouldn't sleep at night. I actually will sleep tonight with socks.
I can't. Yeah. So, anyone a Lion King fan over here?
Who?
Yes, me, of course.
The Lion King.
So I grew up on The Lion King.
Yeah.
As a South African child,
yes,
this was like the one Disney movie that you just adored. And they're making a live action remake.
Ooh.
It's got so many stars in it, from Donald Glover to Beyonce. Yay. And Chiwetel Ejiofor. And I think John Carney's in it as well. And they've now released the teaser trailer. The first teaser trailer. It has become the most watched Disney trailer of all time.
Oh, let me tell you why.
Because Disney now there's
a lot of internet. Everybody watch everything.
But everybody is doing trailers. And
yeah, Liel's right. It's second only to Avengers: Infinity War,
really,
in terms of numbers. But if you look at it, it's pretty much a take for take.
Yeah.
Of the animated version.
But that's
so
very
go
interesting.
And check it out.
All right,
and finally. Guns N' Roses are performing in South Africa tomorrow in Johannesburg at FNB Stadium.
Wow.
But on Sunday at FNB Stadium is the Global Citizens Festival. So that is going to feature Beyonce, Ed Sheeran, Jay-Z, Usher, Wizkid, Pharrell, Chris Martin, who we know as Coldplay's frontman.
Yeah.
But Coldplay have actually released a new song under a new name. So they're no longer Coldplay for the song. They're called Los Unidades, which translates from Spanish as The Units. So no one's really sure what's happening, but go check out the new song. It's called Elo.
All right.
That's the Star Report.
Thank you so much, Sasha Storr. And what we're going to hear now, as much as we like Sweet Home Alabama, the time is now 7 minutes to seven. And we've got a lot to discuss about. We have a lot of tips to give the guys and what to beware of the wives, etc. And I just want to finally finish this show with a tongue-in-cheek nicely. So I've got a story about, there was a group of guys all turning 40, and they discussed where should they had lunch. Finally, they agreed that they will meet at Hooters in Sandton, and you know, because the waitresses are great looking.
Yeah, but
and
Hooters in
in Sandton. No, in Sandton.
Yeah, no, I'm just
Kruger's
saying.
Is better.
Uh-huh. In Krugersdorp is nice.
Yeah, anyway, but they agreed they meet in Krugersdorp in Sandton because the waitresses are great looking, and whoever understands, great looking, and they show the assets and wore mini skirts. 10 years later, when they were 50, their friends once again discussed where they should meet for lunch. Finally, they agreed they should meet in Hooters in Sandton because the waitresses were attractive. The food and the service was good, and the beer selection was excellent. 10 years later, at the age of 60, their friends again discuss where they should meet. And finally, after long discussions, they agreed they're going to meet in Hooters in Sandton because there was plenty of parking. They could dine in peace and quiet, and there's no loud music. And it was all good, you know. It was all good value for money anyway. 10 years later, at the age of 70, the friends discuss where they would meet. And finally, it was agreed that they will meet in Hooters in Sandton because the restaurant was a wheelchair accessible and a toilet for the disabled. Anyway, 10 years later, the friends discussed where should they meet for lunch. Finally, it was agreed that they will meet in Hooters in Sandton because they've never been there.
I knew it was going. But I'm very, very happy that Hooters is a restaurant that will survive for 50 years. I wouldn't give it another 2-3 years. Food is terrible.
Anyway, the beggar sees a guy in a suit standing and talking on telephone. So immediately goes to him and, you know, he wants money. Yeah. He says, so the guy in the suit said to him, I don't give money like this to somebody in the street. He said, what do you want me to open office?
Nice. Yes.
Yes.
If he will open up, he's probably going to go and give him his money. That's how it works.
Yeah.
You had nice stories before. You had a couple of very nice stories.
Stories?
Yes.
I can't say.
I can't really talk
about my wife. It's not nice.
No, the other one was very clean and nice.
Which one?
The one that you told us before the show was a very nice story to finish the show, I think.
Was it?
The one that the guy get upset.
All right. All right.
Try it clean.
Anyway, the guy, there was an old man busy dying in hospital, but really with all the pipes coming out of him and whatever. So the wife and the children, whatever, they brought the priest, amen, amen, you know, they do all this stuff. And anyway, so as the priest starts saying amen, amen, the guy busy, almost dying, and as he was busy dying, he marked the priest to give him a pen and paper. And so the priest gave him quickly a pen and paper, and the guy was writing a note. The priest didn't want to, he was in the middle of blessing and stuff. The guy just choked to death. He put the note in his pocket, and the next day, in the funeral, he pulled the note out and said, no, I've got a note from the guy that wanted to say, he says, you're stepping on the oxygen of your leg. That was that. Anyway, there was a man. We've got like 2 minutes to go. So there was a man walking down the street. Suddenly, out of the blue, he says, "Who stop?" So anyway, he stops. As he stops, a fridge falls from the fourth floor. Boom! Bangs on the floor. The guy says, "Oh!" And he hears, where did the voice come from? He doesn't know. Anyway, he's trying to cross the street. And as he's trying to cross the street, he's running in between two parked cars. He hears again, stop. And a truck just barely, missed him. The truck would have flattened him. He says, who's telling me? Who's stopping me? Who is that? He says, he hears a voice. I'm your guardian angel. And slowly, slowly, he sees a figure of a person. Like you see it. As he sees him, he punches him straight in the nose. The guardian then says to him, why are you punching me? He says, where the hell were you when I got married? Yeah. So that's the story you like. I've got a question to all men. If you had to choose between a wonderful wife and a nice car, would you pick up a diesel or petrol? Yeah. Anyway, there was this guy. We've got like half a minute.
Mania, yeah,
we've got like half a minute. So, let me see. I've got some another one. Somebody sent me something nice. Let me see. Whoa. That's too long. It's too long for today. I think we're going to say our goodbyes. And you know what? Before that, we're going to say our goodbyes. And don't forget that we've got whoever supports Liverpool must watch the game today. What is it? 10 o'clock?
10 o'clock.
At 10 o'clock. You're going to have a 10 o'clock tonight. We're going to have a Liverpool game. And if we win, we're very good. If we don't win...
If we lose, we're very bad. If we don't lose, we are good.
Are we only good?
We're good.
Only good?
It's very good if we draw.
Is it?
Yes. Give us a chance.
Really? So that's for the goodbye.